This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you. Here are Friday's closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. December corn, 334, down 10 and 3 quarters. March corn, 346 and 3 quarters, down 11. May corn, 355 and 3 quarters, down 10 and 3 quarters. November soybeans, 922 and a half, down 19 and a half. January soybeans, 930 and a half, down 19 and a half. March soybeans, 938 and 3 quarters, down 19 and 3 quarters. December wheat, 948 and a half, up 5 and a quarter. March wheat, 509 and a half, up 4 and a quarter. May wheat, 515 and a quarter, up 3 and a half. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Friday's grain market report. Illinois country grain prices ended lower on Friday afternoon. Prices this afternoon reflect the USDA's increasing and already big crop. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 4 to 12 cents lower at 287 to 308. Soybean bids were down 12 to 20 cents at 848 to 902. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 7 to 11 lower at 283 to 305. Soybean bids were down 16 to 17 cents at 882 to 913. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were down 10 to 11 cents at 269 to 299. Soybean bids 7 to 19 cents lower at 873 to 922. And the wheat bids were 4 to 6 cents higher on Friday at 343 to 429. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids down 20 to 22 cents at 920 to 933. Basis steady to 2 cents lower, range from 10 under to 10 over the November. High Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered in a range of $331 to $341. That's down $2.50 a ton, with basis steady range from 20 to 30 over December. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids down 11 to 21 cents at 294 to 314, with basis steady to 10 cents lower, range from 40 to 20 under December. Illinois river barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids down 11 to 12 cents at 279 to 294, basis steady to 1 cent lower, range from 55 to 40 under December. Soybeans ended 12 to 21 cents lower at 914 to 928, with basis mixed range from 9 under to 5 over November. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place their producer corn bids mostly 2 cents lower at 293 to 294. These same elevators dropped their soybean prices by 9 to 20 cents, with quotations at 947 to 953. Soft red winter wheat up 5 to 6 cents at 374 to 398, but Milo ended down 9 to 11 at 309 to 334. Contract bids to producers for January delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those regions for January corn range from $3 even up to $3.23. January soybean bids range from $8.93 to $9.26. In central Illinois, January corn bids range from 305 up to 330. January soybean bids at 898 to 939. In the southern part of the state, Jan corn bids range from 317 up to 332, with the January soybean bids ranging from 907 up to 950. That completes our country grain report for Friday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are Friday's closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. October live cattle, 164.90, up 90 cents. December live cattle, 165.30, down 57 cents. February live cattle, 165, down $1.40. October feeder cattle, 240.50, down $1.15. November feeder cattle, 239.20, down $2.32. January feeder cattle, 233.10, down $2.20. October lean hogs, 109.45, down 5 cents. December lean hogs, 94.40, down $1.22. February lean hogs, 91.22, down 82 cents. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Friday the 10th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 3 cents lower in the range of $98 to $109.50, with the weighted average carcass price of $104.52. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds are 52 to 58, 4 to 5 weights 57 to 62, 5 to 6 weights 59 to 64, and 600 pounds and up were 61 to 65. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts of country buying points were trading $2 to $3 higher, with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging from $73 to $78. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 14,705 head. And now for the report from the Walnut Livestock Auction. They had receipts of 304 head, starting with the choice slaughter steers. They were 158.25 to 163.50. Select and choice 148 to 157. They had a few select steers that brought 149. Choice slaughter Holstein steers 138 to 144.50. Select and choice 133 to 137. Choice slaughter heifers were 157 to 161.75. Now on to the slaughter cows. Premium were bringing 129 to 130. Breakers were 108. Boners were 102 to 110. And leans were 97 to 101. Now on to the slaughter bulls. They had some bulls under 1,300 pounds, bringing 121 to 131. And bulls 1,600 pounds and up were bringing 123.25 to 133.50. In the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at 160 to 165 and on a dress basis at 255 to 263. Heifers on a live basis traded at 162 to 165 and on a dress basis at 256 to 263. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 198 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass, 122.63, that was 82 cents lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading mixed. Choice carcasses were 247.67, that was 61 cents higher, with select carcasses at 234.74, that was 11 cents lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 100,000. That compared to 108,000 last week and 110,000 a year ago. On a year-to-date basis, slaughter is still running 7.1% behind the year-to-date at 2013. Hog slaughter was estimated at 378,000, that compared to 409,000 last week and 421,000 a year ago. On a year-to-date basis, hog slaughter is still negative 5.4% behind where we were at in 2013. That concludes our livestock report. This is Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. October corn delivered to Greenfield, $2.88. November corn delivered to Greenfield, $2.95. October corn delivered to Scottville, $2.88. November corn delivered to Scottville, $2.95. October and November beans delivered to Greenfield, $9.11. October and November beans delivered to Scottville, $9.11. October wheat delivered to Scottville, $3.69. Once again, their pre-opening prices are corn at Greenfield and Scottville is $2.88. Beans at Greenfield and Scottville are $9.11, and wheat at Scottville is $3.69. That's all for part one of this morning's farm show. Stay tuned for part two coming up after this.
Part one of the morning farm show brought to you this morning by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield, and by Farm Credit Illinois. It's coming up on 6:21. Color radar shows light showers scattered around our mid-Illinois listening area. This check of Color Radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company.
Taking off a large crop this fall? Use your yield monitor to put back just the nutrients you used. Talk to M&M Service about their precision farming programs and decision-making tools. M&M Service will provide you with the latest innovations of precision farming technology, and with their expert analysis and recommendations, you'll find the process of decision-making a whole lot easier. Discover how M&M can apply precision farming technologies to your operation. Contact M&M Service Company today to find out why they're your partner to a better future. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
For today, cloudy skies, windy with occasional showers, high temperatures in the mid-70s with southeast winds gusting to 30 miles per hour. Tonight, cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms, low temperatures in the upper 50s. For tomorrow, Tuesday, cloudy skies and cooler with rain likely, highs in the mid-60s. Your extended forecast for Wednesday through Friday, partly cloudy, low temperatures in the low 40s, highs in the low 60s. Right now at the Weather Center, the winter calm, the barometric pressure is steady. Cloudy, rainy skies at the Weather Center on this Monday morning, 63 degrees. Part two of the Morning Farm Show is yours next.
Listen for the Fighting Illini on the Tally Broadcasting Stations, brought to you by Roger Jennings Chevrolet Buick in Hillsboro, Wendy's on the west side of Litchfield, Nokomis Tire and Auto, Bass Patentine Funeral Home in Hillsboro, Save More Pharmacy and Gift Shop in Nokomis, Max Fire and Safety Equipment in Litchfield, and by Dirk's Radiator Service in Nokomis. For the Illini broadcast schedule, check out our websites, WSMIRadio.com or WAOX.com.
Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you this morning by Bishop Motors of Staunton and Litchfield, by CHS Shipman, farmer-owned with global connections, and by the CNB Bank and Trust with 13 locations to serve you. And we'll rejoin WSMI Farm Director Angela Besh next.
This is Phelpsy with CHS Shipman, and here's what's really going on in the country. As a farmer myself, I understand how difficult it can be sometimes to get someone to come in and work on your auto steer or make your yield monitor work or get it calibrated correctly. And one of the biggest struggles we see on our own farm is, oh man, that computer's just not quite right. I'm telling you, we have the people at CHS Shipman that are experts in this field. Scott Paul is a walking textbook on planters and combines. We have these people, and he's one of our lead tech guys. So if you can't get your planter to work or your monitor to work or you're having trouble with your combine, give us a call. Yeah, we sell fertilizer. We sell fuel. We have people in the grain business. But we are absolute experts in our field when it comes to ag technology and the tractor. We are an Ag Leader Blue Delta dealership, and nobody does it better than us. We're proud of our people. We're proud of our stuff. And we have the right stuff to help you get moving this fall. This is Phelpsy with CHS Shipman, and that's what's really going on in the country.
Hi, this is Kyle Bishop from Bishop Motors. Ram Truck Event with the Ram Back-to-Back Truck of the Year has up to 72 months to qualified buyers, and we have a great selection. Also, the Great American Driveaway events taking place with Dodge Avengers 30 miles per gallon have up to $3,000 rebate. And the Town of Country has 0% for 72 months. All these right here at Bishop Motors, where your word and a handshake makes the best deals.
Trust in a bank develops over time, not in a few months or years, but over decades and in some cases, centuries. CNB Bank and Trust roots go back to the mid-19th century with the founding of a bank in Carrollton in 1854. Records show this to be the oldest continuously active bank headquartered in Illinois. CNB Bank and Trust is proud to be celebrating 160 years of banking excellence. CNB Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and Illinois' oldest bank, established in 1854.
On Friday, the United States Department of Agriculture updated the fall harvest numbers. Todd Gleason has more on how the corn and soybean crops are expected to do.
Illinois corn farmers were already on track to harvest their best crop ever, and USDA says it's even better now than it was just a month ago. It raised the average corn yield for Illinois 6 bushels to the acre. It now stands at a breathtaking, record-setting 200 bushels to the acre average statewide in Illinois. The rest of the nation didn't quite keep up that pace, but the crop as a whole is about 1 percentage point bigger than it was in September, some 14.5 billion bushels strong. It's an astounding 4% larger than the last fall's number one record setter. based on conditions. As of October the 1st, nationwide corn yields expected to average 174.2 bushels to the acre. That's 2.5 bushels better than September, 15.4 bushels to the acre better than last year. If realized, this will be the highest yield and production on record for the United States. That's an oddity when both of those happen. Area harvested for grain is forecast at 83.1 million acres, down a percentage point from September, and down 5 points from last year. So, by the way, corn acreage updates were made in several states following a thorough review of all the data available. It means this year's corn harvest is 4 percentage points larger than last year's on 5 percentage points fewer harvested acres. Projected U.S. corn use for the 14-15 marketing year up 50 million bushels on higher expected feed and residual disappearance. That's driven, of course, by the larger crop, higher projected meat production, and lower prices. Corn ending stocks raised some 79 million bushels to 2.081 billion. Let me repeat that number, the ending stocks at 2.081 billion bushels. The projected range for the season's average farm price is lower 10 cents on each end, and now ranges from $3.10 to $3.70 per bushel cash. The soybean crop, well, it's pretty good too. It's a record setter at 3.93 billion bushels to be harvested, up slightly from September and 17% from last year. And based on the October 1 conditions, yields are expected to average a record high 47.1 bushels to the acre, up a half a bushel from last month, 3.1 bushels better than last year. The area for harvest in the U.S. is forecast at a record 83.4 million acres. That's down about a percentage point from September, but up 9% from last year. Like the corn, acreage updates for soybeans were made in several states based on a thorough review of all of the available data. That language comes from the USDA report. It may suggest USDA has more work to do on the acreage adjustment front. Soybean supplies for the 14-15 marketing year projected at some 24 million bushels below last month, with lower beginning stocks from the grain stocks report, that 92 million bushel number we've heard about, more than offsetting the increased production. Soybean ending stocks are projected at 450 million bushels. That's an important number. The ending stocks for soybeans now stands at 450 million bushels. That's 25 million bushels less than it was last month. Prices for soybeans, soybean oil, and soybean meal, however, remain unchanged. The season's average cash price for soybeans ranges from $9 to $11. For University of Illinois Extension, I'm Todd Gleason.
U.S. dairy producers have been riding the wave of higher milk markets, but can that be sustained into 2015? Matt Matke, dairy market analyst with Stuart Peterson, says milk prices have been above $20 per hundredweight for over a year now, and the U.S. all milk price just hit a record $25 in September. He says the record high prices for cheese and butter have been the driver.
It's been what seems like mainly domestic demand that's helped to keep the market higher, and just tightness supply-wise here, because when you look at what's going on globally, there's been a lot of question marks as far as how our price is hanging up this high when we've got a world market that's been continuously going down.
However, since September 26th, cheese and butter prices have dropped sharply, and that will pull milk prices down. Matke says the slippery slope is likely to continue into 2015.
The market seems to already have factored in a lot of bearishness. The market for 2015, when you look at futures, October milk class 3 hit 25.30 here this last month, and prices out in 2015 are down at around a 17.75 average. So you've got nearly a $7 difference in price.
He says the bearishness in milk futures is tied to the expectation for cow numbers and production to expand. In 2014, that was kept in check partially as dairy producers sold cull cows to take advantage of the high beef market. However, he's not sure that will continue, plus there is uncertainty about global dairy demand. October is National Pork Month. To celebrate, we will be giving away gift certificates for pork products, courtesy of the Illinois Pork Producers Association. If you'd like to enter to win a gift certificate, you can email Angela at WSMIradio.com. In the meantime, here's a fun fact about pork. Each year, pigs in Illinois consume about 69 million bushels of corn and about 22.5 million bushels of soybeans. Again, to enter to win a gift certificate for pork products, you can email me at Angela at WSMIradio.com. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.